Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Is this Matt Hamilton?
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
Do you have a question for Jason, or how is he supposed to respond?
He asked the questions to me. No bats.
By hanging up. And
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that?
This is Jim, Matt, Molly, Molly Brown, and Jesse Nelson, alongside Matt Hamilton.
What am I doing here?
What is Matt? Or, oh my God, I was going to say, what is Matt Hamilton doing here?
Well,
actually,
that too.
Matt Hamilton is not actually
even
here. The video stream is empty. All I see is a log cabin bed in the background. If you want to go check that out on the YouTube stream, feel free to go check
kinda
that
weird
out. The ESPN Madison YouTube stream. But
hold on. I hear him coming back right now.
Oh, there he is. Right
Hello,
on
Matt.
Time. Yep.
Right on time.
Just like being at the event last night.
I mean, honestly, this kind of tracks for how I act in the studio, too. So,
fair. Yes, you do tend to hang out during commercial breaks that go into our show. Yeah, you do that. But
I don't have my football. I need my, like, binky, my nookie.
Well, I am glad that we
nookie
are. Yep, you're a little nookie. That was Mark Tauscher's voice, and we are delighted to be joined by Jason Wilde of Wilde and Taus. Jason, how's it going?
I'm not delighted. I'm not thrilled. I'm baffled. Absolutely baffled. In fact, I made, with the AI intelligence of Apple, a sticker that is Best of Madison 2025. I went to Madison Magazine's website, obviously, as a employee of Channel 3000 and Morgan Murphy Media. I was like, oh, I'm going to get behind this. I can't vote for you guys anymore. Can't do it. Because what happens, Jesse? You just said, what am I doing here? You're exactly right. That's the same question I have. When I'm not on the show, what do you do? In fact, I'm taking a couple days off because I got Jesse's permission. Because I asked Jesse, what days am I able to take off now that you and Taush have claimed your days off? And Jesse was nice enough to send me a list of days that I'm permitted to take off.
You're allowed to.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And so I'm taking those off. Who's hosting those days?
I will be.
What? Yeah. Then why isn't Wooly hosting and they call you in to produce? Like you're going to call Riley or Hunter to produce. What's going on?
What's up with that?
Indeed. What is up with that?
What is up with that? Who do you want to be talking to you instead right now? They didn't say, no one trusted
that. The list is long.
Hey, okay, well, let's power rank them in a minute. No one trusted that Matt was going to get connected from his cabin is really what happened here. Matt's up north, and no one thought Matt was going to be able to figure out the equipment. So they said,
yeah. So now you're spinning this as your unselfishness stepping into the breach. Because we weren't sure if we'd have Matt Hamilton. Is that what you're doing?
That is entirely what happened, yeah.
He's a team player.
Molly's exhausted. Oh. She ran the greatest event in ESPN Madison history last night till 11 p.m. and then had to drive forever to get home and then back. She's on like 8 Zoas going this afternoon. Matt's lying that he was at the event last night when he very clearly wasn't. I'm just trying to keep the show glued together here, Jason. I am unselfishly donating my time this afternoon to make sure that this show continues to be a Best of Madison operation.
Jason, I do have a question for you. If you had the choice between Jesse and Ryan to be your producer, who would you pick?
All right, Matt.
Because there's an
fight.
Obvious answer for
tread
us.
Tread carefully, Jason.
Riley Yauch.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Come on.
Wrong answer.
Oh. Yeah, you offended two people instead of just one.
At least I accomplished my goal.
At least say Chrissy Birdsall. Like, go neutral on it. Riley.
True.
Riley's not neutral?
Well, I think Riley was neutral there. And by the way, Riley does a great job because every time Jesse takes a day off or decides that he's going to host, much like he is on this program.
Or needs to get a dentist appointment at noon, even though, I mean, your show has never been 9 to noon. That's brand
with
new.
The noon thing.
Wilde and Taush has only been 9 to noon for, I don't know, going on almost 10 years, probably? How long have you been three hours, Jason?
It was 9 to 11 for a while, in fairness.
And it's been 9 to noon for a long time.
It has been a very long time. Look, let me clarify, okay, and then we can get to whatever nonsense
Taush has never left
the four of you have planned. No, he. In fact, I believe I was the only member of the cast that was still there.
It was Hunter and Jason the other day.
Tausch is giving me grief for leaving early. He left like 5 hours before the show ended the other day.
Rubbish.
We are lucky to have Wooly and Jesse and Riley and Hunter and Chrissy and Will down in Milwaukee. I mean, look, we are the ones that you see our faces most often on YouTube and you hear our voices the most, except for Jesse, who certainly talks more than any other producer.
It's fair.
Josh DiMaggio, Chris Larson. We got a lot of great producers that make us look good. So I appreciate all of them. And that's not a politically correct answer. I would take Wooly if you made me choose between Jesse and Wooly, just because I can push him around, and I can't push Jesse around anymore.
That's true. I would not tell you what days you can and cannot take off, Jason. You can take off any day you want.
Yeah.
Thank
Ryan
you,
gives me no restrictions on my days off.
Matt,
oh, none at all.
Uh-huh. Don't push it, Matt. Don't push it.
You are.
Because he can't. Because he can't keep track of the 180 days that you're not there.
Can't no. count that high.
We have to.
It's not even the Olympics yet.
We have to text in the group chat every day. Matt, you coming today? Just kidding. Jason, I'd be willing to bet that you've seen this article about ranking the top 10 returning NFL head coaches entering the 2025 season. What do you make of Matt LaFleur not being on this list? Do you think he should have been?
We're in that part of the season where I was just telling the guys in Beaver Dam that we're in that part of the off season where we're kind of latching on to stuff, right? Because it's not really, even as hard as the NFL tries to control the entirety of the calendar, this is, I mean, even Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo and Tom Pelissero are taking 2 weeks off from their little insider show. So what you know that when the insiders are taking off, that there's not enough news to function in the NFL ecosystem, right? Look, I do this too. In July, you know, I was telling those guys the same thing. Like back when we first started ESPN Milwaukee and ESPNMadison.com, when I started full time with GKB in 2009, what I did to kind of start the countdown to the start of training camp is I did the list of 20 most important Packers. And I would do kind of a mini feature on each guy and explain why they were important. And then some knuckleheads basically plagiarized the idea. Now, again, I'm not saying that this is some brilliant idea. Oh, the most important Packers. I no one would have ever thought of that. But no one had done it before I had. And then somebody decided to kind of crib it. And that's fine. But I'm bringing it back on Channel 3000 because I do want to have content for them from July 1st into heading into training camp and the first practice on July 23rd. But this list, we have spent way more time on this list than this list deserves. Now, I love jumping off points, and I'm with you on this, Molly. You should be talking about it because it leads to the more important conversation of, do we underappreciate Matt LaFleur? Are there shortcomings that we don't see? Are there things that we look at and we are looking through green and gold colored glasses about him? The question that was posed to me this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy by Gabe was, what does Matt LaFleur do well? And I said it's really two things in my mind. He's a really smart offensive mind. He schemes really well. Now, there were times last year where you could question that, especially when he publicly said, our guys need to win their one-on-ones, which was a Mike McCarthyism, which I never thought I'd hear from him. But he's a really good schemer. I think he's got a really smart offense, and I think he's motivated to be much better this season than he was down the stretch last year because they should have won that playoff game against Philly if his offense had done anything, and it didn't, right? So that's one. And two, I think he's really good with young players. So I think those are the types of teams that he thrives coaching. He doesn't have to deal with Rodgers lording over him. You know, those were veteran teams, and he certainly did a good job of setting his ego aside with a lot of them. But I think he's good with young players. I really do. So does he deserve to be on the list? Yeah, and so does Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
And there's probably some other guys that deserve, like Zach Taylor. I know the Bengals have missed the playoffs the last couple of years, but he took a team to a Super Bowl, right? Like, he suddenly sucks now? The two guys that I had issue with when Jesse brought this list up on our show, because he's such a great producer, were Jim Harbaugh who took a 2012 49ers team to the Super Bowl and then was in college football and all the other stuff. Yeah, he did a nice job with the Chargers. Deserves credit for that. I didn't think he deserved to be on the list. And even if Sean Payton deserves to be on the list, he doesn't belong at number two.
Nope.
That's preposterous.
No.
So
thank you.
You know, it's a good list. You know, I would say this. If Mike McCarthy had gotten an extension from the Cowboys, you damn well better put Mike McCarthy on the list because he's basically got the same resume as Sean Payton, and there's no way they would have put Mike McCarthy on that list.
You didn't even mention Kevin Stefanski.
He shouldn't be on this.
Yeah.
And Kevin O'Connell's not on the list, and we were talking earlier in the week that he might be even ranked higher than Matt LaFleur in the division as a head coach.
He should be. This is where I do to you what Tausch does to me. Like I just said, Kevin O'Connell's not on the list.
But
I'm glad you're reinforcing that because it's true. Like I think Matt LaFleur's a really good coach. From my biased position of how the kind of coach I would want if I was on the team, I prefer Kevin O'Connell. Right? Like I look at it through the lens of my job. Like if you're my supervisor, my direct report, and all you do is tell me how much I suck, that's not going to help me get better. If you give me the tools to suck less, that's going to help me. And I think there are coaches that are they're yellers, they're screamers, they're going to put the blame on their players. Matt LaFleur is not that. I think Matt LaFleur is a player's coach. But there's something about Kevin O'Connell that, and I was talking to Aaron Jones about this, when they played in Minnesota at the end of last season, and I got down to the Packers locker room, and I just peeked my head into the Vikings locker room, and he had already done his media, he had showered, it was almost as good as Antonio Freeman teaching me how to get off jam coverage while wearing only a jock strap. He's wearing a towel, and he sees me, and he waves. He says, come on in. And he gives me a hug, which players do not – like, I'm a pretty likable guy, but players generally do not hug me. But he gave me a hug, and we talked for a while. And I said, man, what's it like playing for O'Connell? And he's like, look, I love playing for Matt LaFleur, but there's something about KOC that we all just really love about him. Like, he's just – the way he connects with us is so cool. And that's the kind of coach that I – you know, strive to be in my limited opportunities to coach, and that's the kind of coach that I would want to play for. So I think he got, if we're going to argue that Matt LaFleur got hosed on this list, and I think it's a valid argument, I think Kevin O'Connell has just as good of an argument, even though he hasn't been to an NFC championship game like LaFleur has.
Jason, pivoting off the head coaches here, I am still beyond confused with this offensive line. Like, the whole idea moving Elgton Jenkins to center, not signed yet. Zach Tom deserves a ton of money, not signed yet or nothing guaranteed moving forward.
In fairness, Tony both Belton. Of them are under contract. They are both under contract.
Okay, then tell me about Tony Belton.
I didn't realize we were calling him Tony.
I mean, we're
Tony B.
Tony B. Come on.
Tony.
Tony was a very popular R&B group in the 90s. They all spelled Tony a different way. They sang the song, "It Feels Good." Yeah. So Tony Belton, Tony Belton's not the problem. Matthew, you know who the problem is?
Goody.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's everybody in the second round.
It's me.
I think only two second round picks have signed because these agents, and we just saw this story about collusion, right?
Yep.
About how the NFL basically did not want teams doing what. And by the way, to do this with this player, with this the issues that this guy had hanging over him, the NFL did not want teams giving out fully guaranteed contracts like the Cleveland Browns gave to Deshaun Watson, which was so galactically stupid on so many levels. But they were desperate, and this goes back to what Tausch always talks about the desperation and the mirage and the oasis in the desert of trying to get a quarterback when you don't have one. That was so stupid that they did that There are other players that you could argue you could do that with, and it would not be a mistake. But the NFL didn't want them doing that, so there was that collusion. It came out this week. Pablo Torre did great reporting on that. But on the flip side now, these agents are trying, because first-round picks contracts have evolved into being fully guaranteed, they're trying to do that now with second-round picks. And so it's almost like reverse collusion, and all these guys want their deals fully guaranteed, and they've only signed two guys so far. I think maybe a guy in Houston is one of them. I don't know who the other one is. And so Tony Belton is stuck in the middle. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle without being signed to a contract. So he's, and you guys are all too young to get that musical reference. So
I don't blame him.
Thank you. So I don't blame him. But to your larger point, Matt, you got three guys, and it's possible, and I think it was Ken Ingles, the Packers cap guy on Twitter, who first kind of articulated this. You got three guys that on the opening day of training camp, theoretically, none of them could be participating. They could be there, right, or at least two of the three could be there. But Belton could still be unsigned at that point. So, again, I believe, you know, my favorite part of the locker room, even when they were giving me a grief about girls I liked or how I dressed or whatever else, is the offensive line area of the locker room. They're the most down-to-earth guys to talk to. They're the most like you and me. Like, they're the most regular guys. Tausch, I think, you know, you guys all know him. He epitomizes that. But at the same time, it is also the one position that has to work in concert to a much higher degree than any other position group. And so the longer that it takes, the more problematic it becomes. And my only issue is that, and I was having this conversation with Homer earlier in the week, I just don't understand. Like, Elgton Jenkins is not asking for the world here. He's asking for some of the existing money to be guaranteed. Just do it. It's not going to hurt. It really isn't. And you can still move on from him in a year if you choose. You got plenty of cap room. You got plenty of cap room that you can use and front load your contract to Zach Tom and get him taken care of. Like, that, there is smart money to be spent on both those players without being extravagant. And to Matt's point, I mean, they need that time together. There's not that many practices. So the idea of them being able to hit the ground running in the season, if this continues, it should be a concern, no doubt about it.
So is this a Goody or Ball issue?
Well, they work in concert, kind of like an offensive line. I don't know if it's a principal issue. I don't know if it's a cheapskate issue, right? Like, there are times where they certainly have been thrifty, like me going to shop at Goodwill. But the fact of the matter is, which you can get some great deals there. I'm not saying you can't. But the idea,
pricey these days, I think. Vintage,
I have,
is back.
Noticed an uptick in some of the clothing. Thank you very much for pointing that out and correcting me. Well done.
Vintage is back.
But the bottom line is these are deals that could get done if they wanted to. Now, the Belton one, again, as much as I love Tony, I don't really know Tony, but Tony.
Me neither.
You sure seem very familiar with him. They really need the entire league is dealing with this. So that one falls under a different category.
Okay.
Jason, thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again next week. Unless those are your days off that Jesse allowed you to have off.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the schedule is and who's on this show. Lord knows you need Jesse to host it, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That was Jason Wilde. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin. Want to tell you about our friends over at J&K Security Solutions. For over 35 years, J&K has been Madison's trusted name in security. Whether you're a homeowner or a business owner, they're your one-stop shop for all things security. From cutting-edge intercom systems for your office to simply replacing the old lock on your front door, they've got you covered. With a network of top-tier suppliers, they create customized solutions tailored just for you. At J&K, customer service is their top priority, and your peace of mind is always their mission. Visit them today at jksecurity.com and experience the J&K difference. Your home, your business, our priority. This is Jim, Matt, Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
Matt, mm-hmm. you, like, I don't mean this in a mean way, but, like, you kind of look like your dog.
Moose is a handsome dog. So,
you
like,
have beautiful dogs.
No offense taken. No offense taken at all.
A finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team in 2025. Vote for us every day this month at MadisonMagazine.com.